no man end, and the number of my days, that I may be certified how long I have to live. Behold, thou hast made my days as it were a span long, and mine age is even as nothing in respect of thee. And verily, every man living is altogether vanity. For man walketh in a vain shadow, and disquieteth himself in vain. He heapeth up riches, and cannot tell who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what is my hope? Truly, my hope is even in thee. Deliver me from all mine offenses, and make me not a rebuke unto the foolish. When thou with rebukes dost chasten man for sins, thou makest his beauty to consume away, like as it were a moth fettering a garment. Every man, therefore, is but vanity. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and with mine ears consider my calling. Hold not thy peace at my tears. For I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Oh, spare me a little, that I may recover my strength before I go hence and be no more seen. Lord, thou hast been our refuge from one generation to another. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever the earth and the world were made, thou art God from everlasting, and world without end. Thou turnest man to destruction. Again thou sayest, come again, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are as but yesterday, seeing that it is passed as a watch in the night. You may be seated.
Shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown when it's all over. I shall see his face. I shall see his face. When it's all over, when it's all over, I'm gonna put on my robe and tell the story of how I made it over. I'm gonna put on my robe and tell the story of how I made it over. I'm gonna put on my robe and tell the story of how I made it over. I'm gonna put on my robe and tell.
This time we will have the Old Testament by Elder Leon Bradshaw, Psalms 27, and the New Testament by Dr. Sedrita Reed, Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, 13th through 18th verse, and the Prayer of Comfort by Pastor Myrna Clay Richardson, and a selection by New Hope Baptist Church.
Morning. We bless the Lord today. It's a good day, brothers and sisters. It's a good day, amen. Now, Mother Young would be sitting over yonder in that corner. She'd be grinning from ear to ear. That pretty smile on her face, just like she got right now. Come on, let's smile for Mother Young this morning. Amen. Amen. This is a celebration, brothers and sisters. Amen. We bless the Lord today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I ain't no stranger to Mother Young. Amen. She might be a few years older than me, but she tried to be my sister, big sister, or mama, somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we loved, glory to God. Let me go ahead and read. She's gone to a land where we ain't gonna get old, we are. Amen. We'll never. Let me go ahead and read. Praise the Lord. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. Grow. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. Pastor Benny, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. That sounds like somebody that want to be with the Lord. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I'll sing. That's what Mother did. Praises unto the Lord. I had fainted unless I had believed the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Shirley and Dennis, wait on the Lord. Grand young'uns, be of good courage. Family, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So readeth the Old Testament scriptures. May his word find a place of rest, family. Give you comfort, because comfort will come.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We know that Mother Essie Young was a strong Bible believing, reading. She was one of my mentors, one of my confidants, and one of my best friends. And y'all just pray with me. She was like another mother. And I had just talked to her Monday night. But God's word is bringing us comfort as we focus on Jesus. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Blessed be the hearers and doers of his holy word. I pray that family, friends, and New Hope family, that we continue to let her light shine through us as we tell others about the good news of Jesus Christ.
Good morning, family. Good morning, friends. All honor and glory to God. Mother Essie Young, I've been knowing all my life. All my life. Grew up with her son, Benny. You know, the thing about Powder Spring, and I don't want to offend anybody, But by God's grace, he has given us people here at Powder Spring a great love for one another. We always stick together because that's what God said to do, to show love. That represents who we are in Christ Jesus. That to the comfort of the family. This word of God coming from the Psalms 116 and verse 15. I pray that it will bring comfort to not only the family, but all of us who love Mother Young. And it says, precious, Psalms 116 and verse 15. It says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Praise God. So we just need to pray and ask God, and then giving thanks that he shared one of his saints with us. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Almighty God, for your love and your mercies and your grace. We thank you, Almighty God, for sharing your daughter, Mother Young, to us. Oh, Father God, we are so thankful to you. We are so thankful that with long life, you have given her and to us your salvation. Father, we want to thank you and we give you all of the glory. Father, we thank you for the fine example that you poured into her, that she was able to do as you say in your word, for the mothers to help the young women. Father, we thank you for her example. We thank you, Father God, for the love you poured in her heart that she can love you and not only love you, but love us. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. But this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. But we are thankful to you, Almighty God, for your love. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who brings us consolation. Thank you, Almighty God. And we thank you, Father God, that even death, Holy God, we thank you that you said it in your word, that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, not even death. So we thank you, Almighty God, for your love. We thank you for all that you've given to us. And we pray, most holy God, that we all will be comforted, and especially comfort her son, her only son. You know what that feels like. For you sent your only son that we may be saved. Father, we thank you and we give you glory and we give you praise. Thank you for your comfort. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. And we ask you to continue to bless us throughout this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
obituary will be read silently at this time. This time we will have reflections by great-grandson Bryce Jackson, followed by selection by the New Hope Senior Choir.
My great-grandmother, Essie Young, was the sweetest one and the best one ever. I would always come over there and visit and sit in the chair and watch TV with her and have so much fun. I would always try to make her so proud, and she loved her family more than anything but God. And to this day, I miss her very much. But she's in a better place now with the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord in here. Come on, praise the Lord up in here. I'm gonna stand on this side, cause this Miss Essie's side. I'm not too like she would. Miss Essie stand in one place. You know how she stand in one place and sing her song with all her heart. Hallelujah. Come on, if you don't mind, praise the Lord for today. Put your hands together. Come on, put those hands together. Happy, and my feet, they got light, and I
seasons. And all that he's done, he's done for me.
Easter speech. I thank you, Jesus. I
about you, but I could just listen to a couple of more selections of four or five from the choir. Choir's singing beautifully this morning. Man. We're going to be very brief with the eulogy. If you yawn and close your eyes, you missed it. Our text is taken from James, the first chapter, the 5th through the 8th verse. James, the first chapter, the 5th through the 8th verse. And it says in the book of James, first chapter, 5th through the 8th verse, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I want to talk to you very briefly from the subject. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Say what you mean and mean what you say. And if you don't like that subject, I'll give you another one. A made-up mind. Mother Young had a made-up mind. I can tell you that personally. If my mind wasn't made up, she put a little wood behind it. Amen. So I know to keep my mind made up at all times. Amen. Everyone should have a made up mind. Everyone should say what they mean and mean what they say. The Bible says the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, James 1 and 8. This word is only found in the book of James. When you're double-minded, it means that you're undecided, unstable in your ways, and wavering in your mind. You ever notice that some people, they'll talk to you, they'll tell you one thing, and then when they talk to somebody else, they'll tell them something else. But you should have your mind made up. And by now, all of us should have our minds made up. A double-minded person is restless and confused in his thoughts, his actions, and his behavior. Confused. I'm beginning to understand what's wrong with most of the world. There are a lot of people who are confused. If you're confused, you give your children $300 to go to Six Flags, give them $1 to go to the church, and then say, bring my change back. That's when you're confused. I'm beginning to get a clear picture of what's going on in the world. Too many of us are confused. The problem is that most of us want to stay confused. That's dangerous. If you're confused, you give your wife $20 and give your girlfriend $50. That's when it's confused. I'm beginning to see what's going on in the world. Too many people are confused. If you're confused, you'll put $5 in the offering pan and then go home and say, I gave those Negroes too much money. That's when you're confused. But if your mind is made up, you will do all that you can for the Lord. You will serve him with gladness. Too many of us want to do things on our time, put God on the black back burner until we feel a little pain, a little ache. Then we want God to come right then. John 9:4 says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. All of us should do all that we can for the Lord and do it right now. Mr. Green.
Let me help you, Benny. It's all to keep. My soul to save and feed it for the sky. Who gave
to serve this present age, my calling to fulfill. Church folks, y'all know that. To serve this present.
You may be seated. To the family of Mother Essie Young, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, as taken from 2 Thessalonians 3:18. You are in our prayers, and we want you to know that we share in your sorrow at the loss of your loved one, Mother Essie Young. We pray that God's love will surround you and comfort you during this difficult time and bring you the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. There are no words that will erase your pain just now. However, we can offer you the promise that God offers each of us, the assurance that she is in the embrace of our Heavenly Father. We know that this is especially difficult for you. We would like you to remember the special moments with her. We hope that you will thank God for giving you and her special times together. While it is sometimes hard to understand why we must face these things, it is a part of life that none of us will escape. God has given his children the blessed assurance that he would never leave nor forsake us. He loves you and wants you to lean on his grace and strength to carry you through these painful times. He is with you right now while you grieve, and he will be with you when you are happy again. Be assured that we will be upholding you in prayer and stand ready to assist you in any way that we can. We pray that during this difficult time, you will find comfort in the Lord. And just remember to ask God to support and uphold you as you endure the painful but necessary things that are required of you. With our prayers, Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed, pastor, and the New Hope Missionary Church family. A resolution. God, in his infinite wisdom, has seen fit to remove from our midst our beloved Mother Essie Young by means of death on Tuesday, July 19, 2022. She has lovingly fulfilled her tenure of obligation on these mundane shores on Tuesday, July 19, 2022. And as it is written in 2 Timothy 4th chapter 7th verse, she fought a good fight. She finished her blessing to family, church, and community. 2 Corinthians 5:8, according to the Apostle Paul, gives us the confidence that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We acknowledge that Mother Essie Young is now resting in the presence of God. We who remain and follow Christ will see her again. We conclude that Mother Essie Young is free from the bondage and frustrations of this world. We believe she heard the voice of God say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Though thou have been faithful over a few sufferings, pain, trials, and tribulations, come and take your rest." Humbly submitted, the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed, pastor. Copy will be given to the family. Thank you.
To walk. my God, when I'm an awesome wonder, consider all the world thy hand hath made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings
we would like for you, praise the Lord, church family, you all just stand as the family get ready to take Mother Young to her final resting place. All the service, will you come? Family, won't you stand?
Let's to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be.